and all county and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rand Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good Monday morning, had a good weekend. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come in here and say a few words on this beautiful fall day, or at least it's not supposed to rain today. It was a very pretty day yesterday, and there were a lot of different events around the county, and had a chance to get out and meet a number of different people over the weekend and had a really good time going out to the different events. I always enjoy that, and talking and visiting and shaking hands. And of course, Carolyn, she really enjoys visiting, talking, and it's always a nice time to get out. And as all the fall events are taking place for the next few weeks before Thanksgiving will come in, it's only about 3 weeks away. of course, they all kind of stop then with Thanksgiving, because then you get into the Christmas parties and all of that. And right now it's going very well. It's very nice out there. It's good to be around.
Yeah, I guess this is our first People Speak program too under the time change. So.
Oh yes, I almost forgot the time change Sunday. I remembered it.
we'd be early, I guess, if we.
yes, we would. It would be 10:27, so okay. We would be late now.
Right.
So, but we fell back properly. So that was the main thing.
So I think everything here fell back the way, with computers these days. Sometimes everything has time.
Yes. Sometimes those things can be very frustrating, to say the least.
Exactly. So, all right. We'll tell you what. We'll take our break.
Well, that's quickly, but
we'll just come back and then just kind of dive into our topics.
Sure thing.
We'll be right back here. You're listening to The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and stick around. 9:34. Welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and again, Randolph County Commissioner David Holder with us this morning.
Good morning again. Talk about roads for a little bit.
We can do that.
Of course, the one that's on everyone's mind, it's not actually a county road, but Highway 154, where just west of the Kaskaskia River Bridge, where they're rebuilding that crossing. They had closed that Wednesday of last week in order to rebuild it. I have actually went out and took a look at the crossing work a couple of different times. They're moving forward on it. They were actually on it yesterday. For a period of time working on the track. They originally had projected 5 days of closure. If that holds true, then theoretically they should be finished up sometime tomorrow. So we can be hopeful. Maybe we'll get lucky and it'll go a little better than projected. Right now the weather seems to be holding for them.
True.
When it's completed, it should be a much better crossing. They had problems with the base underneath the tracks, and it allowed that to settle and made that big dip in there that really made that rough going over the top of it for all the locals like myself who drive across it. They always kind of knew the little angle to hit it at to get over the bump, but usually you could always tell a local because they would slow and come around it at a certain angle. But
you'd watch in your rearview mirror after you cross it to see what the car behind you does, and if they go straight through it, you know they're not from around the area.
That's exactly right. They're not used to the particular crossing. But with the completion of that, it'll be much better than what it was before they dug down into it. And I had had some discussions with Rutassel and Associates, the architects working on it. It is, of course, it's a state highway, so IDOT is in charge, but the actual track spur belongs to the Kaskaskia Port District. and Rutassel Associates was the architect on it, and they dug down about 2.5 foot, or maybe a little bit better than that, maybe close to 3 foot right below the pavement, and about 20 feet on each side of it where the tracks were at, and they backfilled it in there with what they call CA6, which is a type of rock, compacted down to build about 1.5, 2 foot thick rock base before they come back and reset the tracks, reset the ties, and then the rails on top of it, bringing them up to the correct level with the highway. And I think they have most of the tracks back in. They'll have to set then the concrete pieces across the tracks that make the crossing that run opposite of the ties, so the right. It goes across the road. Then they're supposed to put blacktop in to fill the backfill and to cut back, scarify back a little bit on each side and put new blacktop down over it in order to smooth it out. And that should get the correct level and make a much better crossing. And certainly we're all waiting for that one because that's a very important one. You don't think that much about it, but Route 154 is very heavily traveled in there.
True.
Through in that area. And it's also, it has quite a bit of industrial work in there with the material works and several different companies that are right in there. Gateway FS now is there with all the farms running. Mm-hmm. And so there's quite a bit of traffic that runs that road, and it's important to have it up and in good shape.
Yeah,
so it looks like industry, we'll be there.
Yeah, you have industry in Redbud, people mm-hmm. from this area driving up there. You have people from Redbud working in the Sparta area as
oh,
well.
Oh, yes, so that's, and it hits them for both directions. So mm-hmm. the road, Run 54, has a considerable amount of local traffic as well as some heavier truck traffic, so that's good. From the state highway to county roads, there are two different county roads that Randolph County will be looking at bridges on for next year that will be building into the budget. I don't know if they will both happen because they also have to have approval from IDOT and the allocations of motor fuel tax funds. There'll be allocations of motor fuel tax funds, local tax money, road district money, and other matches that go into them. But one of them we had let the engineering plans on, or let the contractor do the engineering on, it was County Road 5 at Mill Creek, a bridge there. We, at the meeting Friday, last Friday, we let a contract for engineering work not to exceed on a second one. And I'm sorry if I forget the road that was on. I didn't have it written down in front of me, but a second one, Mill Creek and County Road 5 will probably be accomplished in 2020. We're not sure if the second one will be accomplished or not, but now that we will do the engineering on it, we have let the contract, obviously it will be accomplished. And if it doesn't make 2020, it'll be 2021. But those are the next two bridges that are in sight for Randolph County on road work, as well as our regular road maintenance that we do, you know, on a continual basis, you know, shoulder work, oiling, chipping, those types of things. But those are the ones that we know will make it 2020 or very close to it. So those are the projects that are out there, and we'll be looking at for the budget for next year.
And speaking of the budget, I guess we're getting close
budget
to that.
Process is in full swing. Randolph County's fiscal year end, as well as all counties in the state of Illinois, have fiscal year ends of November 30th. Mm-hmm. So we're in the last month, beginning the last month of our fiscal year end. We will actually have to post the budget, or I'll call it the preliminary budget, to be refined and finalized. But the preliminary postings will be November 15th. A week from Friday, if okay. I remember my calendar. So I'm well into the process of doing that. I have most of the preliminary numbers from the hearings, from the budget hearings we had about a month ago, are placed in there. I'm at this point in time working on filling in prior year's actuals, just so I can compare them with what actually has happened for the first 11 months of this year. To see, you know, how, if they line up with what we're taking a look at, what we, you know, think we're going to need for next year. We can compare the 11th months. There's always a few items you take a look at. A lot of them revolve around overtime issues, equipment that sometimes needs to be replaced, such as, for example, we're looking at two sheriff's vehicles for the next budget year is what we're going to try to shoot for. And you don't always think about that, but in the sheriff's fleet, there's 10 different cars, mm-hmm. 10 different vehicles. So if you get 5 years out of them, which is pretty good, that means you need, right. basically you're going to be looking at about two a year So I'm looking at a possibility for one new one for next year, for next budget year, and possibly one used one. A lot of times you get the you get the opportunity to buy used ones from other states or departments or whatever that come up. And if you can get that opportunity, those always make good ones. And then the older ones that are retired from service, a lot of times they kind of pass down through the other departments or into other, you know, communities, or passed down to the other departments, such as land use management, coroner, assessor, those types of things, and used for other purposes because they don't have to be on the road on a continual basis. And then the ones that just aren't quite up to those standards, then we put them out for bid. But usually when we dispose of them, there's not a lot of value left in them at that point in time. We tend to run them out pretty good because of our needs. Randolph County has a lot of area, and you run from Rockwood to Redbud and you know, and Coterville down to, you know, Prairie to Rocher, and so you cover a lot of area in there, and so they get a lot of miles on them in the process of just the daily work that you have to go through.
Yeah, of course, some of the areas, especially over on the western side, you know, you get a little bit of hills in there too.
Oh yes, and so it takes quite a bit. Real estate taxes are coming in nicely. The I apologize that
that time of year.
Yeah, and I'm not a professional at this, but real estate taxes are coming in fairly well. I think the final collections are due at the end of next week, 15th, if I remember correctly. We've had the first couple of distributions out to the taxing bodies, the various different taxing bodies, and that's always important to remember. Randolph County doesn't actually levy the taxes. I express this at every time we have a discussion. The only tag, if you look at your real estate tax bill, the only portion that belongs to Randolph County is, it'll have a line there that says Randolph County. Actually, there's two lines there. The rest of it is the other taxing districts, depending on where you live. Usually the school district is the largest one, the largest taxing body in those particular areas that have the largest amount. I live in the Sparta school district, so you know, it is definitely the largest one item on it by far, and I don't live inside the incorporated limits of any town or village. In other words, I live in a rural area in the Sparta School District, so the school district is a substantial amount on mine, personally. But they're coming in nicely. I don't think we will make all the collections and distributions before the end of the budget year, November 30th, just because of, we were delayed in getting them out. So some of that will carry over into next budget year, which we'll have to finalize the collections there as well as set up for the following year. So that'll affect a little bit of how we handle the cash flow on it, but it's just one of those things that you work through and deal with.
True. Let's see. All right. Well, we got time here. Let's go ahead and get our next break in.
Sure.
And we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we were talking about the roads and the budget and everything. Another thing that you had mentioned is the Enterprise Zone we've talked about a few times.
Oh, yes. We spoke about the Enterprise Zone quite a bit, particularly last year in the process in 2018 was the basically, and it took a year to get that process passed. But we submitted our application in December of 2018 as required. But we have actually received the Enterprise Zone. We do actually, it is actually going to be awarded now. It'll become effective January 1st, 2020, and it'll be available. If just to kind of refresh your memories, it includes portions of Monroe County and portions of Randolph County, including the cities or villages of Columbia, Waterloo, Valmar, Redbud, Evansville, Chester, and Sparta. So I think I named them all off there, and portions of the county running through there. But in a state-authorized enterprise zone, and we were able to meet all 10 of the criteria that they kind of grade you on or score you on. Do you have, how, you know, how do you stand on each of those? And we were able to meet all of those. I was actually able to bring a couple of those criteria in that we thought we weren't going to get, but I was able to see that we actually did score on those criteria. But it will allow for expansion, creation of jobs, new business, our existing business expansion, and our job creation, and our facilities. Say a company would come in and expand their factory, they would not have to pay state sales tax on the materials that it would take to expand the factory or expand the building in that enterprise zone. The sales tax is one of the larger ones. There's also certain utility taxes that are waived on industries inside the enterprise zone, and other relative state benefits related to income tax, state replacement tax, those types of things. But the largest one, or the one that catches most people's attention, is the sales tax issue. So if you're making an expansion on a building within the enterprise zone, and interestingly enough, I'll mention that the radio station here sits inside the enterprise zone, mm-hmm. just barely, but it kind of, because it has to come down Route 154. So it's coming down Route 154. We're sitting here on 154 at Sparta.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it'll have a lot of applicability to here, but for Sparta in general, very much so. It'll be very much of a benefit. It takes in some of the brownfields of the old coal mine areas and will be very beneficial on the sales tax, on expansion and job creation inside that enterprise zone. It's one of those tools in your toolbox of development that businesses considering locating in this area, they look at those types of things. Do you have enterprise zones available? Do you have, you know, tax benefits available to be located there? Utility, you know, what's your issue of your utilities, rail, transportation, roads? Mm-hmm. And here in Randolph County, we've always been a bit limited because we do have nice river transportation, but we don't have a four lane in any part of Randolph County.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a certain amount of limited transportation, but this will help in you know, as one of those items that people will consider, hopefully, or businesses when they're considering locating at different areas, they'll take a look at these, and this will be one of those things that helps attract them in. So
right.
I was really pleased to hear about it. It obviously, I don't think it'll take a period of time. I guess I should say it that way. It'll take a period of time before it becomes widespread known and it becomes in the consideration, because businesses that are going to, you know, move in 2020 have been working on their plans for 3 or 4 years, so it takes a year or two. So the ones that are start considering moves next year will be available as a a better possibility for them to locate too.
Right. I know, like TIFs, they have a time frame on them. Is there a time frame on enterprise?
Yes. The time frame is 19 years, and then you can renew for an extension if you want, or say basically 20 years. I don't know. 19 seems a little bit odd. TIFs are the same way. Now, TIF is a local property tax availability, a property tax abatement availability, where you can use the property taxes they would have paid in lieu of to help develop the property or expand or provide utilities or some type of support that would be necessary to encourage them once again to do that. Mm-hmm. So if you can have a TIF overlaying an enterprise zone, that's probably about the, and Sparta has some of that, that's probably about the best that you can do from a governmental point of view to encourage business to come here. Of course, businesses look at all aspects. They look at labor rates, they look at state in general, they look at availability of labor, transportation, all of these things are considered in the process, but it just becomes one more positive aspect that you have to offer. So I was very pleased to see that happen. I worked with Chris Barton, Randolph County Economic Development person, as well as his counterpart in Monroe County. And Monroe County Board Chairman and myself had worked quite a bit on this project, along with our consultant who helped, you know, with, you know, put you in the right direction, the right track, and develop the paperwork. And actually, we have a meeting on it next week, I think a week from tomorrow, if I remember correctly. To finalize, now that it's been it's been awarded, we have to now meet and develop our administrative structure, which we have an intergovernmental agreement for the development thereof, but formally put it together basically and elect the enterprise zone board, and so you have the administrative operation in place when somebody comes in and wants to actually take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And I think we will have a number of businesses in this area will take advantage of it, particularly ones that are here already. It would be a great benefit to them. So very happy that we were able to receive that. That was a very, very good blessing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of areas around Sparta and in the county itself that, you know, are good for development of
Oh, yes. We have a very wonderful area for development, but it's like everything else. The area competes with other areas. Mm-hmm. And you have to have, you know, things that you can offer to, you know, what's your specific advantages to attempt to attract business right. here. And they evaluate them. Each business will evaluate your different, you know, pluses and minuses and in determining where they want to locate.
Right. And we run into the issues with Missouri being so close as well.
Well, yes, we're a border county here. So across the river, we'll even have a, you know, Chester, they have a bridge. So we're a border county. So, you know, businesses that look in this area, they look at both sides of the river. They say, well, what would it be to locate in Missouri? What's the advantage of locating in Illinois? And that's where we want to be able to offer them advantages and say, we have this available. We have this available. Or that available, which helps encourage them to pick us.
Right. Well, it looks like we're out of time. But
Well, I thank you very much for the opportunity to come in and say a few words. It's always nice to be here.
Always enjoy having you.
Thank you.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.